Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Yes, thanks to Waipapato Matoro. It's time for Ready, Steady, Learn. We've got a special guest in the studio, Morena Te Pasiri Piaiora. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you so much for coming up. I'm really excited to talk a little bit about your research. You're a doctoral candidate at the business school here at UOA, and you've done some really interesting research in digital safety, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, talk to me a little bit about why you wanted to get to start researching this area.
Yeah, I would want to draw back to my background. Mm-hmm. So I complete my master degree in cybersecurity, mm-hmm. and at that time I learned like both side of security, like a technical side of view, mm-hmm. and also like management, human side of view. But I was more interested on human side of view. So yeah, for my PhD, I want to focus more on like digital safety in terms of like a human.
Yeah, and you're sort of focusing on digital safety, but who's most vulnerable here, right? So we've got like migrant communities and older people as well. Why are these people more at risk of digital harm?
Okay, so in my research, I identify around six vulnerable populations, like mm-hmm. older people, migrants, people with disability, mm-hmm. Women, and also marginalized population, that like people who live in rural area or people mm-hmm. with like lower socioeconomics. So they already have existing, I would say, like digital divide or digital inequality at first place. So when it comes to digital safety or like kind of cybersecurity, they are more vulnerable to that kind of thing. So digital safety is like involve a lot of things. For example, like online scams or cyber attacks. Also like cyberbullying, online harassment, and I would say like also like security mechanism that we are dealing every day. For example, like for older people, they don't even know how to like set up like two-factor authentication, right? Mm-hmm. They tend to use like weak password for every website. I think many people like facing this kind of stuff. So that's why I feel like this kind of topic is very, very interesting.
What sort of systems do we have in place at the moment to support people, especially, you know, older people who might not know about digital security? Do we have things set up to support these people?
Well, actually, currently, from what I found from the research, they tend to look at the intervention, I would say, like in the mm-hmm. individual focus, right? They try to give cybersecurity awareness training to like everyone, which is like doesn't work. Mm-hmm. So my research, we come up with new recommendations that we try to look at things in more like systemic approach. Mm-hmm. We try to deal with multiple intervention, mm-hmm. Collaboration among like different stakeholders. So what we find is very effective is that it need to be like from top level until individual level, like work together.
Yeah.
I would say the example could be like from the policy level, that the government, they have kind of digital safety framework, mm-hmm. Have a budget provide to the community. The community itself, for example, like if we want to focus to help migrants, so it can be kind of library in the community try to provide like cybersecurity awareness training mm-hmm. with people who understand their needs of migrant, like understand their language or like digital safety risks that they are facing. Yes, that could be one thing that we propose as a recommendation.
I think that's the difficult thing with this, is everyone's kind of facing different challenges that makes them vulnerable, and everyone's at a completely different level of digital nativeness.
Yeah. That could be the problem that we forgot that as well, because people have like very different skills, right? Mm-hmm. Especially vulnerable people. So we also need to try to improve their digital skill first and try to make them realize more on like what kind of cybersecurity knowledge they should know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Are we seeing more risks like more and more in this sort of digital age that we're at? Like, are we seeing an increase in cyber attacks and stuff?
Yeah. I think everyone like facing this kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I would feel like this topic is very important that we, like, as a researcher, we should look into, because it's really caused like financial or like whatever damage for other people this day.
Yeah. Wow, so interesting. You said before that you're at quite an early stage with this research.
Yeah.
So where are you at the moment?
What I've done now is a systematic literature review. So it's the first stage of like normally like PhD researcher would do. So we try to see what other or past literature, what they are doing. And then we come up with the new findings and try to recommend what else should be done in the next stage. So it will be the next stage of the research.
Mm. So the next stage will be trying to come up with the solutions.
Yes.
Oh, wow. So fascinating and so important as well. I'm curious as to why you were interested to get into this realm, just because you feel that it's becoming more and more common, or...?
Yeah, like actually it's my personal interest,
yeah.
Right? Because, okay. Yeah, like I already mentioned that I want to focus on human rights and especially vulnerable populations.
Mm-hmm.
I find like us, like a teenager, mm-hmm. or like a people who are working age, we kind of get used to the way we deal with technology.
Mm.
But vulnerable people, they really like don't know, but they need to live in the digital age.
Mm.
Yeah, that's why it's very important that we also need to include them to have the right to participate in the digital space like normal people.
Fascinating.
It's becoming increasingly hard to bypass technology as well. It's almost a necessity. And yeah, there's so many different groups of people. This is just fascinating.
Well,
thank you so much for joining us, Pashari, for
thank you for
chat.
Having me too.
Really interesting to learn about your research. Good luck with everything moving forward.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.